Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel, 5 lines from the top of Daf Samach Gimel and Aleph. Our Gemara will now define 9 out of the 20 non-kosher birds that are found in Pasha Shmini, and the Gemara will define the Sholach, the Duchifes, the Tenshemes, the Kaas, the Racham, the Oirev, the Nes, the Chasida, and the Anafa. And the Gemara begins, Amrab Yehuda, Sholach Zashela Dogam Nayam, that the Sholach refers to a bird that draws its fish from the sea, and as Rashi states, Inu Haba Bekir Bey, that they were experts as to which birds this refers to, and this is the crow of the sea. This bird dives deep into the sea in order to capture fish, in order to be able to eat. And Rabbi Yehuda continues that when the Torah speaks about the bird that's tamei, that's called the dechifas, it refers to a bird, shehoydei kafos, whose hoyd and splendor and beauty is bound and tied up. And Rashi explains that this bird has colorful feathers that's on top of its head that can open up and close, and when it's closed, it looks like it's tied to its head. The word duchifas is the contraction, and the word du is as if it says haidai, and chifas is kafos. And Rashi tells us that this is a large bird like a rooster, and Rashi brings a French word that means the wild peacock, and certainly this is not the same species as the peacock. As we know, a peacock is kosher, and Ayin Rashi and Pasha Shmini that state that this bird is the hoopoe. The Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, that we also learned in a braisa like Rabbi Yehuda, that the duchifas is and this was the bird that brought the shamet, which was the word that cut through stone and was used by Shlomo HaMelech in building the Beis HaMikdash, and it brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. And Ayin Rashi, that the Targum in Pasha Shmini on the Pasuk of Duchifa states, Vinagatura, and Rashi states, Uhu Tanagol Bara, and this is a wild Tanagol, over Gittin Meperk Misha Achsar Mefarish, my Elvi Beidu Minagar Beituria, as the shamir was able to cut through stone and cut through mountains, and since the Duchifas had control over the Shamir, so he was like a carpenter that had control over his tools. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Echron, Ki Havi Chazi Sholach Omar, when Rabbi Echron saw the bird called the Sholach, so he would say the Pasuk in Tehillim of Mishpatech HaTayim Rabbah, and we'll explain this in a moment, and Ki Havi Chazi Namala Omar, to Kasra Kari Kael, when he saw a small ant, he would say the Pasuk of Kasra Kari Kael. Our Gemara brings down this memra based on the order of the birds that we mentioned, even though it reversed the order of the Pasuk. However, Rashi seems to want to keep the Pasuk in the right order, and therefore he is Gurius, Rabbi Echon, Ki Havi Chazi Numala, Omad, Zekoscha Kari Kael, and Ki Havi Chazi Sholach, Omad, Mishpatech Toim Rabbah. And Rashi brings two explanations. Number one, Zekoscha Kari Kael, that Filu Numala Islech Yusuk Gedela, that Kosh Baruch Hu Tzedakah is, that he takes care of the Numala, which is a lowly ant, just like he takes care of other large animals. And we then explain the second part of the Pasuk in Tehillim, Umishpatecha is Apetayim Rabbah, as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a certain fish to die, so he's Mizamid the Sholach, and it goes down into the depth of the sea, and it grabs that dag, and the Mishpat and judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even able to reach to the deepest part of the sea. And as Rashi states, his Menasa Sholach Lishbat Velasas the Kamascha B'dgas Hayam, Laham Samazumanam Lamas, and Rashi brings this explanation from his Rebbe, and then he brings Lishnach Rina, and then we find that with other creatures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and gives them a judgment that they have to go and search out their food and makes it much more difficult. And as Rashi states, and as we know that the ant could carry a load that's much greater than its body weight, and ki havi chazi sholach amar mishpatech toim rabba kloima shemaybe mizayn isa mitoim rabba. The Gemara now continues, amar mema lakoni botni sharyon, that these birds called lakoni and botni, they are mutter to eat. However, shaknoi ubatnoi mekoim shenogu lechol eichlin mekoim shenogu shloi lechol ein eichlin, but the birds called the shaknoi and batnoi, so it was dependent on the minig hamakoim and those places where the minig was to eat them, then one could eat them. However, in a place where the minig was not to eat them, then one is not allowed to eat them. And the Gemara is bothered, that is the eating of birds dependent on a minig. If they're tar, then one should be able to eat them. And if they're not tar, then no one should be able to eat them, even though we know that birds are eaten based on a mesirius. But once there's one group of people that have mesirius that a bird is kosher, then everyone could eat it. However, the Gemara responds in that eating birds is dependent on a minig, as kasha, loy kasha, and there is no kasha, as haba'asa shchichi peres vazdiya, haba'asa loy shchichi peres vazdiya, and as Rashi explains, that these birds had one simon of taira, just like the peres vazdiya, and therefore, in a place where the peres vazdiya was shchiach, one had to be concerned that potentially these birds are part of the peres vazdiya family, therefore they would not eat these birds. However, in a place where the peres vazdiya was not shchiach, and as we learned previously, that generally the peres vazdiya did not come into inhabited areas, so in those places they would eat these birds, as certainly would not be part of the peres vazdiya family, as they would not be in the yishuv, and they would not be found in inhabited areas, and since these birds come into inhabited areas, therefore by the fact that it has one simen, so it must not be part of the peres vazdiya family, they consider these birds to be tar, and as Rashi states, in the area where shchichi, shur inam shurzukusham peres vazdiya siri, the harinami b'chat simen asu, v'shemem minam hein, however, b'asu le'shchichi peres vazdiya sharu, dam istamu lo'y mechzikin luhud le'shchichi b'yishuv, and ayin in tesis who's bothered, that since there are some areas where the peres vazdiya come around, and in those areas we consider these birds to be tamei, the l'chiru, that should prove that these birds are part of the peres vazdiya family, and therefore in every location they should be tamei. However, Taisus explains that certainly the Gemara doesn't mean that we now know that these birds are part of the peres vazdiya family. The vadai lavim minayuhem, as certainly they're not part of the peres vazdiya family. Ela ba'asu d'shchichi chashina mishum l'damu l'peres vazdiya. However, in an area where the peres vazdiya would hang around, even in the yishuv, based on exira, they would not eat these birds, as they look like the peres vazdiya, and there was a potential that they would get mixed up with these birds and the peres vazdiya. And as Taisus states, chashina mishum l'damu l'peres vazdiya u'michlu v'behem al ba'asu l'shchicha lekel l'meichesh l'midi v'sharu ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Oma Abaya, and Abaya states, Kuye b'kakuye asiri, that these birds called the Kuye and Kakuye are asa. However, the Kaku asa, Sharia, the bird called the Kaku asa, is mutter to eat. However, the Gemara continues and discusses the Kaku asa that Abaya stated Sharia, and the Gemara tells us, B'merov Malkul Avar, that in Eretz Yisrael, they would give Malkus to someone that would eat the Kaku asa, and therefore we see they held that the Kaku asa is Vade asa, as otherwise they would not give Malkus Misafik and the Karla Tachvasa, and they call this bird a Tachvasa bird. Before we continue, let us point out that in Pasha Shmini, the Torah mentions a species called Intin Shemes in two places, and number one, when discussing the 24 birds at Tomei, so in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk states, Vesa Tin Shemes, Vesa Ka'os, Vesa Racham, and a bit later in Pasuk Haftes, when the Pesukim are discussing the Shmoyne Shrotzim at Tomei, so the Pasuk states, Vizelachem at Tomei, Basheretz, Hasheretz al Oretz, Hachoylet, Ba'achbo, Ba'tsov, Lumineu, and then Pasuk Lamed states, Ba'anoko, Ba'kech, Ba'otov, Ba'choymet, Ba'tin Shemes, the Lias of the Shmoyne Shrotzim is called the Tin Shemes, and even though one is written as Tin Shemes, one is written as Tin Shemes, however, we know that when reading a word at the end of a Pasuk, so the Pasuk will add in a Kamatz, for example, as a general rule, that when one sees the word Mitzrayim in the middle of the Pasuk, so it's pronounced Mitzrayim, and when it's added a Snachta, or at the end of the Pasuk, so it would be pronounced Mitzrayim. We actually find in Pashas Re'ei, when the Pesukim are mentioning the non-kosher birds, so over there, the Pasuk brings down the Tin Shemes at the end of the Pasuk, in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk states, as a kois vesiyanshuv, v'atin shomes, and it actually brings it down with the comets, since it's at the end of the Pasuk. Ayin Rashi, who explains that the Tin Shemes, that is the tummy bird, is defined either as the owl or the bat, while the sheretz, which is called the Tin Shemes, is the mole, and the mole and bat look similar, and therefore it makes sense that they would have the same name. Our Gemara now continues, Tana Rabbanan, that we learned in the Braisa, that when the Pasuk states Tin Shemes, p'negiyah the non-kosher birds, bo'ush sheba'ifais, this refers to the bo'ush of birds. And as we mentioned, this either refers to the owl or to the bat. And the Braisa is bothered, ata'im bo'ush sheba'ifais, how do you know that it refers to the bo'ush sheba'ifais, ayin ala bo'ush sheba'shrotzim, maybe this refers to the bo'ush sheba'shrotzim. However, the Braisa continues, amata tse lomad miyagimu midashatayu nidreshban, dava alam minyanai, and you should say that based on yudigimu midashatayu nidreshban, which one of them is dava alam minyanai, so b'me'al kasa medara bo'ifais, and since these psukim are all talking about the tamay oifais, so afkan bo'ifais, therefore this mention of the Tin Shemes that is mentioned amongst the non-kosher birds is referring to the bo'ish sheba'ifais and not the bo'ish sheba'shrotzim. And the Gemara continued with a similar shakal b'taya, but negated in Shomes that is mentioned by the Shema Yishrotzim as Tainami Gabi Shrotzim Kai Gavna, when the Pasuk listed in Shomes amongst the eight Shrotzim, Boi Sheva Shrotzim, this refers to the mole. Once again, the Bryce is bothered, Ata'ima Boi Sheva Shrotzim, Oyeno El Boi Sheva Oifais, and maybe this refers to the bat or to the owl, and Amato Tzeilamad, Miyugumim Shatrain and Jeshben, Dovalam Minyanoi, and when the Torah discussed it in Shemes in these Psukim, Bamea Kosum Edaba Beshrotzim, Afkan Beshrotzim, therefore, when the Torah mentions the Tinshomes in this context, it is referring to the Boyesha Beshrotzim. And the Gemara now continues on Abaya that we just mentioned the Boyesha Be'ifais, and Abaya explains that this refers to the Kifov, and Boyesha Beshrotzim refers to Kopadai. Abaya is just giving a definition as to words that were used in his times. As we already explained, the Kifov either refers to a bat or an owl, and the Kopadai refers to a mole. And the Gemara now continues and will define another two of the birds that are listed in Pasha Shmini, the Atomei, and as the Gemara states, on Rabbi Yehuda, Ka'oz Zuhakok, and Racham Zushrakrak, some agrees that the Ka'oz Zuhakik, and it refers to a water bird. They explain that this refers to the pelican, while the Racham refers to a bird called the Shrakrak, as we will see that this bird makes a very loud sound. When it squawks, it sounds like it's making a sound like Shrakrak, and some explain that this refers to a bird called a magpie, while others explain that this bird is referred to in Arabic as al-sirakrak, which refers to a bird called a roller. And Agamar now continues, Om Rabbi Yechon, Lama Nikra Shmai Racham, that why is this bird called a racham? Rabbi Yechon explains, Kimin Sheba Racham, Bo Rachman Le'ilam, that when you see the racham coming into an area, then you know that it's going to rain, and rain is referred to rachmim. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Babaya, V'hud Yosef Amidi, V'ovid Shirakrak, that the only time is the sign of rain, not when it's flying past us, but when it's actually standing on the ground, and it makes a sound like Shirakrak, Ugamiri, Di Yosef Ha'arav V'sharek, Asa Mishicha, and we have a Kabbalah, that if you would see this bird sitting on the ground instead of standing on something, and it's croaking, then we know that Mashiach is coming. Sheneman, as the Pasuk in Zechariah tells us, Esher Kolehem V'akabtzeim, Ki Bedisem V'ravu K'may Ravu, and therefore we see that the ingathering of Golos will happen when this bird is shrieking. The Gemara continues and asks that Amalei of Ad Bashimi Lamar Bar Vadoi, Bahud Yosef Bekrov of Sharak, Vasa Golo Afsakalimeche, that there once was a Racham that actually sat on a plowed field and it was shrieking. And we know that Mashiach did not come, and a stone actually came down on it and it cracked its skull. And it seems that all it did was that it caused an avalanche. The Gemara answers Amalei, Ahu Baido Hava, Mar Bar Vadoi responded to Rav Ad Bashimi that bird was lying and he was trying to say that Mashiach was coming, but certainly that was not true. That's why he was deserving to be killed. And as Rashi states, Badyo Kumoy Bado, Badoy Ushakron, Ulufika Chloka, and it seems interesting that a bird would be a liar. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem explains, Klema Loy Hoysu Racham Mamish, that the Gemara's teretz is that even though this bird looked like the Racham, but it actually was not the Racham, according to this, the word Bado would mean that it was impostor, as we actually thought that it was this bird, but it really wasn't this bird at all. Before we continue, it's interesting to note that in Pasha Shmini, the Torah refers to this bird as the Racham, and in Pasha Shrei, the Torah refers to it as the Rachama. The Gemara will now continue and discuss the Erev, both in Pasha Shmini as well as in Pasha Shrei. The Torah states, Ve'is Kol Erev Leminai, and it's the only time that the Torah used the word Kol, and it's one of the times that the Torah used the word Leminai. We already saw in Daf Samach Beis Amnalef, Rebbe Lezer explained that when the Torah states Leminai, this is either coming to include the Zazir or the Sinonis Levana. As we saw, the Chacham Mocholik and Rebbe Lezer, as they held that those birds are kosher, and our Gemara will bring a different explanation. And our Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, that we learned to the Braisa, that when the Pasuk states Erev, Ze Erev, this refers to the common Erev, and when the Pasuk states as Kol Erev, the word Kol is coming to Marba something, Lahavi Erev Ha'amki, and this comes to include the Erev, which is deeper, when the Pasuk states Leminai, Lahavi Erev Habab Barashayonim, and the Gemara will explain these terms. And the Gemara now explains the Braisa, as Amamah, the Braisa stated, Erev Ze Erev. The Gemara is bothered that since the Braisa mentioned three types of Erev, why would the Braisa state Ze Erev? And it's mashma that they actually pointed at a specific type of Erev, and therefore the Gemara asks, Atu Kamonkai, do we think that the Erev was in the base medrash, and they were able to point to the Erev and actually show which Erev they're referring to, and why did the Braisa just state Ze Erev, and not the define exactly which crow we're referring to. Therefore, the Gemara explains that La'ima Uyev Zer'uyev Kama, that in the Chinami, when the Brisa stated Uyev Zer'uyev, it really is referring to the basic Uyev, which is the black Uyev, and everyone was familiar with the standard crow, and therefore the Brisa stated Uyev Zer'uyev, Mechino Imer, and as we find in the Pasuk in Shir Ashirim, Roisha Kesem Paz, Kavusaitsev Taltalim, Shechoris Ka Uyev, as here is curled, and it's black like an Uyev, and therefore we see that the standard Uyev is pure black. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated that when the Pasuk states as Kol Uyev, so it's coming to include the Uyev Ha'amki, and we explain that that refers to a raven that is deeper. The Gemara explains Ha'amki Chivra, that the reason why it's deeper is because it has white spots on the crow, and it's not completely black, and those white spots look like they're deeper than the black. And as we know, that if we have something that's white on top of a black background, then the white will look like it's deeper than the black. And as we find B'negeid HaMetzirah, that the Pesukim mentions something similar to this concept, as it states, when a person develops white tzaras, so it looks like the tzaras is deeper than its skin, since the tzaras is much lighter than the skin, as the Brisa explains, B'negeid tzaras, K'mar Chama HaMukar Menatzel, and just like we find that when it's shady, and then we have some sun that goes into the area, so it looks like the light part of that area is deeper than the dark shade, and as Rashi explains, Chama Itzelzel Nirei Samuka V'chein Kolavim V'shachar V'basa Nirei Alavim Amuk Kein Baharis Levanahi. Finally, the Brisa explained that when the Pasuk states as Kol Erev L'minoi, so the word L'minoi is L'havi Erev Habab Rosh Yoinim, and Rav Papa explains Loi Tema Da'asib Reish Yoini El Adami Reish L'Yoina, that don't say that it means that this is a type of bird that actually leads the Yoinim, and as some explained, if it would actually be together with Yoinim, so we already had a klal, anything that dwells together with Kshirim are kosher, at least there's a potential that it's kosher. Therefore, Zokra Papa, what the Brisa means, that the head of this crow is similar to the head of a pigeon. Gemara continues to define another Tamei bird, both in Pasha Shmini as well as in Pasha's Re'ei. The Pasuk tells us, Vesaneitz Lamineu, Tanur Abana, we learned to the Brisa, that when the Pasuk states Haneitz, Zeh Haneitz, this refers to the bird that was commonly known as the Neitz, and Rashi defines this as the sparrowhawk. When the Pasuk states Lamineu, Lahavius Bachiria, this comes to include a bird called the Bachiria. Let us recall that a couple of moments ago, when the Brisa stated Uyev Zer'uyev, so the Gemara asks, Otu Kamonkoi, and our Gemara, the Gemara does not ask this question. Ayin Rashi V'hachalek Lak Shuya Otu Kamonkoi, the Halei Kamon Lamineu Zenetz Pleini, Shema Mina In Lecha Karinetz Ela Echad. So in this case, we only find one bird called an Eitz, and therefore we don't have to define it, and that's why the Gemara did not ask this question. And as Tesis states, Hachle Shaykh Mifrach Otu Kamonkoi, Ka'oma Zeneitz, the Hach Ka'oma Zeneitz, Zel Isen Shekarinetz, Aval Eil the Uyev Hamoki Nami Kari Uyev, Shaykh Mifrach Maze Mifrach, Jason Mizer, and as we saw in Rashi, our Gemara states, My Bachiria, and Omabaya Shirinka, that's referring to a Shirinka, and once again, they knew what this bird was in those times, and some explain that this is a bird called a strangler, or a bird called a shrike, which actually strangles its prey. The Gemara now will define the last two of the birds that we'll define, and we'll define the Chasida and the Anafa, and Amar Bihuda Chasida Zu Daya Levana, that the Chasida refers to the white Daya, and Lama Nikushmo Chasida, and why is it called the Chasida? Sha'isa Chasida Sim Chavrisa, as it shares its food with its friends, as Rashi states, Machalekas Mazenesel, we know that said over in the name of Chedush Harim, if it does Chesed, why is it considered Tamei? And L'chur, that should be a simon that is Tar, and he explains that since it only does Chesed Im Chavrisa, so therefore it's Tamei, as it doesn't extend itself to people that are not in the circle. And Rabbi Huda continues, Hanafa Zudaya Ragzonis, that the Hanafa also refers to a bird that's called a Daya, however it is not the white Daya, and instead it's the angry Daya, and Lama Nikushma Hanafa Shema Nefes Im Chavrisa, as it gets angry with its friends. And as Rashi brings down from Pashas Beschanon, Moshe Rabbeinu stated, V'Hashem Esanafbi, that Hashem became angry with me. Ayin Rashi in Pashas Shmini that states, V'nir li shehi shekarin l'heron, this refers to the bird called the heron. The Gemara now continues that initially when we began our sugya b'negei birds, we mentioned that there are 24 non-kosher birds, as we will see that this is the Shita of Rav, and Ravo will be chilek, and will hold that there are actually only 23 non-kosher birds. And when we began the sugya, we actually already read all of the birds that are mentioned mentioned in the Torah in Pasha Shmini, as well as the differences between Pasha Shmini and Pasha Torah. Just as a recap, in Pasha Shmini, the Torah lists 20 birds, and in Pasha Torah, the Torah lists 21 birds. If you actually compare the list, so not all the birds are mentioned in the same order. However, the major differences between the Pashas is in Pasha Shmini, the Torah states, the Esha Da'ah, the Esha Ayal, the Minah, two of the 20 birds are listed as the Da'ah and the Ayah. The Pasuk uses the term Luminah in regard to the Ayah. Then in Pashas Re'ei, the Torah actually mentions the Ayah in the second Pasuk, just like it mentions the Ayah in the second Pasuk in Pasha Shmini. This Pasuk doesn't mention the Da'ah. The Pasuk states, V'hara'ah, V'esayah, V'hadayah, Luminah. There would seem to be two additional birds that were not listed in Pasha Shmini, as this Pasuk mentions the Ra'ah and the Da'ah. And another difference to keep in mind is that whereas in Pasha Shmini, the Pasuk stated, V'esayah, Luminah, Torah states, V'esayah, V'hadayah, Luminah, and the word Luminah goes back on the Da'ah and not on the Ayah. Our Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chanan Brady Rava, Amar Rav, Esen Vabba, Ifo Yistmein Hain, Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, said over the name of his father Rav Chista, who said over the name of his father-in-law, Rav Chanan Brady Rava, in the name of Rav, that there are 24 birds that are Tamei. And after Rav Chista taught this memory to his son, Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, so Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, Rav Chista, so Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista said to his father, the Hecha, then where do we find these 24 birds as Ida Ve'ikra Esum Havo, as if you're referring to those birds that are specifically mentioned in Pasha Shmini, so there are only 20 birds, and Ida Mishnah Torah Esum V'chad Havo, and if you're referring to the birds that are mentioned in Pasha Re'ei, so there are only 21 birds, and V'chitema, the Ad Dechsiv Ba'ikra, V'leksiv Mishnah Torah Shad Yalayu, Akati Esum V'trein Havo, and even if you will explain that we know that the Pasuk mentioned in Pasha Shmini the Ad, and it doesn't mention the Ad in Pasha Re'ei, and since Pasha Re'ei has 21 birds, if you now add the Da'ah to the list of those 21 birds, so you now have 22 birds, certainly you don't have 24 birds. And Amalei and Rav Chista responded to his son, that Hachi Amavur De'imach Mishmei De'Rav, this is what your grandfather, who's my father-in-law, said over the name of Rav, referring to Rav Chanan Brei De'Rava, who said over this member in the name of Rav, that Lemina, 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 Lemineu, HaReikan Abba, then Pasha Shmini, Ter mentions the concept of Min, in regard to four different birds, and the Pasuk states, V'esa'aya Lemina, and the Pasuk also states, Es Kol Erev Leminai, and V'esa'nitz Lemineu, and finally the Pasuk states, Ha'nafa Lemina, therefore we have an additional four birds, and since Pasha Shmini brought down 20 birds, so 20 plus 4 equals 24 birds, but the Gemara is bothered, Yehachi Asavashishavu, on the Mice and Pasha Shrei, we already find 21 birds, and if you then add the Da'ah to list in Pasha Shrei, so there are 22 birds, plus the four mentions of Min, that would total 26 birds. How can Rav say that there are only 24 Tamei birds? And the Gemara explains that Amabaya, Da'ah V'ra'ah Achasi, that the Da'ah that's mentioned in Pasha Shmini and the Ra'ah that's mentioned in Pasha Shrei are actually the same bird. And as we will see, that in some places they call this bird the Da'ah, and some places they call the bird the Ra'ah, and therefore the Torah wanted to clarify and make sure we understand that the bird that's called the Da'ah and the bird that's called Ra'ah is the same bird, and therefore it's Tamei and it's Asur Bachila. Keep in mind that this Teretz will not suffice, as ultimately we now have a list that would have 25 birds and not 24 birds, and ultimately the Gemara will say that the Ayoda is mentioned in Pasha Shmini as well as in Pasha Re'ei is actually the same bird as the Ayoda that's only mentioned in Pasha Re'ei, and our original list was 26 birds, but since the Da'ah and the Ra'ah are actually the same bird, and the Ayah and the Da'ah are the same bird, we now have a list of exactly 24 birds that are Tamei. Abaye now continues, and he proves his point, as Isak Daitach Tartinun, as if you will say that the Ra'ah that is mentioned in Pasha Shmini and the Ra'ah that's stated in Pasha Re'ei are actually different birds, and we continue on Daf Samach Gimel Beis, Mechtei Mishnah Torah Lai Sufu Rodasa, Maishna Hacha Dechsev Da'ah, Maishna Hacha Dechsev Ra'ah, Volekhsev Da'ah. We know that in Pasha's Devarim, the Torah repeats and reviews many dinim and halachos that were previously mentioned in the Torah, and the reason is in order to teach us other halachos that we would not know from the previous mention of these halachos, and if the Da'ah and the Ra'ah would be different birds, so why would the Torah mention the Da'ah in Pasha Shmini and only mention the Ra'ah in Pasha Re'ei and not mention the Da'ah? As Eina Chinami, it makes sense, why would it add the Ra'ah? Why would the Torah Torah not mention the da'ah in Pashas Re'i, El Shmar Minah, Min Re'ah da'ah Achasi, and therefore it must be that the Re'ah and da'ah are actually one bird, as we will see in the Gemara, that the reason why in Pashas Shemini, Torah refers to it as the da'ah, and in Pashas Re'i as the Re'ah, is Kadesh Leititim Piskam Pel, about Din Lachloik, and one person should not be calling it the da'ah, and another person calling it the Re'ah, and as Rashi states, to Kadesh Le'yavit Adam Lachshir, B'makim Shekarin Eser Re'ah, V'yoyma da'ah, Sotayr, V'loy Re'ah, Hilkach Chazva, Kasver Re'ah, V'hihi, and it's really the same bird. And the Gemara now continues, the Al-Khir, the Teretz of Abaye, doesn't suffice, as even though he now removed one bird from the list, but we originally had 26 birds, and we now would have a list of 25 birds, and Rav stated that there are only 24 birds that are Tomei, and as the Gemara is, V'akati Chafayavu, and once again, on Abaye, so Abaye explains, Kashem Shura'ov Da'ah Achasi, that just as I explained, that the Ra'ah and Da'ah are the same bird, Kach Ayah V'Da'ah Achasi, so the Ayah and the Da'ah, that we already mentioned, that the Ayah is mentioned in Pasha Shmini, as the Pasuk states, V'asa Ayah L'minah, and the Ayah is also listed in Pashas Re'ei, and the Da'ah is added to the list in Pashas Re'ei, and those two birds are actually the same exact bird, and even though our original list was 26 birds, but now that we removed two of those birds from the list, as the Ra'ah and the Da'ah are the same, and the Ayah and the Da'ah are the same, so therefore we're down to 24 birds, which is exactly as Rav stated, and once again, Abaye continues to bring a riot to this idea, as the Isak L'daitach Tarte Inun, as if you will say that the Ayah and Da'ah are two separate birds, Mechtei Mishnatur Le'Sufu Dasa, that as we mentioned, Devarim is coming to add on, and to teach us new halachas, so Ma'ishnach L'chsiv L'mino Ayah, or Ma'ishnach L'chsiv L'mino Da'ah, and if so, why is it that in Pasha Shmini, the Torah states as Ha'ayah L'mino, and why is it that in Pashas Ekev, the Pasuk states, V'Hadaya L'mino, if the Torah wanted to add on the din of L'mino to the Da'ah, so the Pasuk should have stated, V'Sa'ayah L'mino, V'Hadaya L'mino, and therefore, once again, Abaye Azuraya, as El Shema Mino, Ayah V'Daya Achasi, that the bird that the Torah refers to as the Ayah, as well as the Da'ah, the same bird, and that's why in Pashas Re'ei, when the Pasuk states, V'Hadaya L'mino, it's as if the Pasuk stated, V'Sa'ayah L'mino, since the Gemara just finished talking about the Ayah and Da'ah, the Gemara will ask its next question in regard to the Ayah and Da'ah. In the Chanami, the same question and the same answer would apply to the previous Gemara regarding the Da'ah and the Ra'ah. And as the Gemara continued, V'chim achash Ayah v'Da'ah achasi, that now that Abaye stated that the Ayah and Da'ah are one bird, so lama l'michtav Ayah v'Da'ah, so why would the Torah have to mention the Ayah and Da'ah, and the Torah just should have stated the Ayah, or just should have stated Da'ah, and we would know that it's the same bird, and therefore it's Tamei. As we explained, Taisus points out, Lama Lemichtav Ayah V'Da'ah, that Hachanami have a Matzah Leminkat Mir'ah V'Da'ah, El Chod HaNokat, and we only asked the question at one point, the same question would apply to the Ra'ah and Da'ah, and the same answer would also apply, and it could be that the reason why the Gemara specifically asked this point on the Ayah and Da'ah, because Bishlema B'Negeah the Da'ah and the Ra'ah, so the Torah only speaks about the Da'ah and Pashas Shmini, and the Ra'ah and Pashas Re'ei, and doesn't mention both in one pasuk. However, Benegeah the Ayah and Da'ah, so the pasuk only mentioned the Ayah and Pashas Shmini, but then in Pashas Re'ei, the pasuk mentions both the Ayah and Da'ah, and that's why our Gemara is even bothered more so in regard to the Ayah and Da'ah, as the Torah mentions both of them in the same pasuk. The Gemara continues and answers this question as Kidatanya, as is based on the Brisa, as Rabbi Oime Ekra ni Ayah, Da'ah lo menemra, that since the Torah already mentioned Ayah, so why did the Torah mention Da'ah? And it seems to be that Rebbe is bothered by our question that once the Torah mentions the Ayah in Pashas Re'ei, why would the Torah mention Da'ah in Pashas Re'ei as well? And he explains, Kedei Shalei Titim Piskam Pel about Din Lachloik, Shalei Tei Atakur Ayah V'Hu Kari Da'ah, Atakur Da'ah V'Hu Kari Ayah, and both people will actually claim that this is not the bird that is Tomei, and they'll both eat it B'Isser, and L'kach Kosa B'Mishnah Torah, V'Ra'ah V'Esa Ayah V'Hada'ah L'Mina. Once again, it's mashma like our explanation, and Ayin Taisis at the top of the Amid, where he states, V'tzorch L'dakdeg, U'mayshnah D'chsib B'Vayikr D'ah V'Mishnah Torah K'siv Ra'ah, and why is it that in Pasha Shmini, the Torah only mentions the Da'ah, and in Pasha Re'ei, the Torah only mentions the Ra'ah, V'loik Siv Tavayu B'chad D'chdah, and it doesn't mention both the Ra'ah and the Da'ah in one Pasha. Meanwhile, as we already mentioned, Pasha Shmini mentions Da'ah by itself, and in Pasha Re'ei, the Torah mentions both Da'ah and Da'ah, and Taisis points out, the Bishlam of the Avra Allah, Rots Licht of Shneem and Mishnah Torah, as afal pi sheminadin hoylo lichta b'mishnah Torah kol hashemus to asal asufei lefushe. And the reason is mishum deim kain have a mina the da'avra or tartininu. One may have a havmina that the da'a and da'ra are two separate birds ulasufei kasi. However, when the Torah mentions both da'ya and da'ya in Pashas Re'eh, so no one will think that it's actually referring to two separate birds, since in Pashas Shmini it mentions the word lemineu in regard to da'ya, while in Pashas Re'eh it only mentions the word lemineu in regard to da'ya, and therefore it's clear that it's talking about the same bird, ayin shum. And before we continue, in Pashas Shmini the Torah lists four specific animals that are tamei. Three of them chew its cud and do not have split hooves, which are the gomel, dan, nevis, and shafan. One of them has split hooves and doesn't chew its cud, referring to the chazir. And meanwhile, in Pashas Re'eh, the Torah mentions an additional animal that is tamei, and as the pasuk says, hashesua es hagomel ves hanevis ves hashafan. And our Gemara now continues meisvei, and the Gemara's question will be on Rav that taught us that the 24 ifus that tamein, and the only way that we're able to figure out that the 24 birds are tamei is because the da'ar and ra'ar are one bird, and the ayin and daya are also the same bird. And the Gemara now asks that the Brisa states lama nishtu b'behema, that why is it that in Mishnah Torah we had to repeat the dinim of the behema? And the Brisa explains b'pnei hashesua, it is because the Torah adds in an extra animal and it mentions the shesua, which Rashi Masechtas Bechoris on Dav Vav explains that it's a bria sheyesh lo shnei gavin u'shnei shedrois, and ayin Rashi and Daf Samach Beis ulukach nikra shesua, that it's the lashon to uma, and it has a double back. And then the Brisa continues of ifos m'pnei ra'ah, and the reason why the Torah mentions the dinim of the ifos in Mishnah Torah is because the Torah adds in the ra'ah. The Gemara now explains the shayla ma'ilab b'behema the hasam le'sufei ifos nami la'sufei. Now l'chayrus, since we know that certainly when the Torah mentions the Mishnah Torah the shesua, so that's an additional animal and it's trying to be meisif on the dinim that we learned in Pashas Shmini. Similarly, when the Torah adds in the ra'ah in Pashas Re'eh, it must be adding in another animal, and it would seem that's not the same animal as the da'ah, and if so, we are back to a list of 25 ifas tmeim and not 24 ifas tmeim as Rav stated, and Abaye's teretz that the ra'ah and da'ah are the same does not seem to be a valid teretz. And keep in mind that the reason why this brisa only mentions the ifas m'pnei ra'ah and it doesn't mention the da'ah is because, as we mentioned in Tosfos, that certainly everyone agrees that the da'ah has to be the same as da'ah, since in Pashas Shmini the Torah mentions lemina in regard to Hayah, and in Pashas Shmini it mentions lemina in regard to Dayah. Therefore, there is no question that those two are the same bird. However, the Gemara answers loy hasan loy sufei hachla fushe, that in the chenami when the Brisa stated lo menishnu behema, and the Brisa answered mepnei hashesua, that certainly the Torah is adding on an additional animal. However, when the Torah speaks about the ifos in Pashas Re'eh and mentions the ra'ah, so in the chenami that's only coming to explain that the ra'ah and da'ah are the same bird. At this point of the Gemara, we would have to explain in the chenami the Brisa could have stated that the reason why the Torah repeats the Pasha of Ophis and Pashas Re'eh is not only b'mpnei ra'ah, but also because of the Dayah. And as Rashi states, v'huadin David boil mistim b'mpnei ayah v'dayah el chodim b'nayu nakat. And as we explain, ultimately Abaye is correct that the ra'ah and da'ah are the same bird, and the ayah and da'ah are the same bird, and therefore Rav states that there are only 24 non-kosher birds are listed in the Torah. And our Gemara continues with pligid Rav Avo, that this did of Rav that stated that there are only 24 birds are tamei is actually chilek and Rav Avo, as Rav Avo holds that there are only 23 birds are tamei. And as we will see, the Rav Avo will hold that the da'ar, the ra'ar, as well as the ayah and da'ah are all the same birds, since we started with 26 birds and now we're taking these four birds and we're making them into one bird, so we have a net difference of three birds, and instead of 26 birds there are 23 birds that are tamei. And let's keep in mind, although this will be the Maskonis HaGemara in regard to the Shita Ravo, however at the beginning of the Gemara begins with the thought process that really Ravo agrees to Rav and there are only 24 birds that are tamei. And as the Gemara continues, the Amar Ravo, as Ravo stated Ra'ah Zuayah, that the Ra'ah listed in Pashas Re'eh is the same as the Ayah listed in Pashas Re'eh and in Pashas Shmini, but Lama Nikrishma Ra'ah, and why is it called the Ra'ah Shiroya B'yisa, as it sees very well and it sees very far, V'cheinu Omer, and as the pasuk states in Iyov, Nasiv lo yadai, oyit v'loy shizavatai, in oya, and therefore we see see that the ayah sees very far and its eyes are very strong. In Tanam, we learned to the Brisa, I met us Bavel, Royan Avela Baritz Yisrael, that the ayah could stand in Bavel and it could see an Avela in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why it's called a Ra'ah. The Mefarshim explain that the reason why this bird is Tamei is because it has such a strong ability to be able to see so far, and he uses it for the wrong things, and he looks in Eretz Yisrael and he finds an Avela, and he only finds something bad in Eretz Yisrael instead of finding something that's good about Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now continues that, as we already pointed out, that at this point the Gemara had a Havmina, the Ravo actually holds that there are only 24 non-kosher birds, and therefore the Gemara is Midra'ah Hainu Ayah, that since you just stated that the Ra is the same as the Ayah, Mechlal the Da'ah Lav Hainu Ra'ah, so in order to maintain a count of 24 non-kosher birds, then you would have to say that the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah are not the same. However, the Gemara goes through the Shakla V'Taya that Abaya previously brought in order to prove that the Da'ah and the Ra'ah are actually the same bird. Mechdei Mishnah Torah Lai Sufu Hudasa, so Maishna Hachar D'Chsiv Da'ah, or Maishna Hassan D'Chsiv Da'ah, El Lash Mamina, the Avra'ah V'Ayah Achasi, and therefore, according to Ravo, who just stated that the Ra'ah and the Ayah are the same, and since we just proved that the Da'ah and the Ra'ah are the same, therefore it must be the Ravo actually holds that the Da'ah, the Ra'ah, and the Ayah are all the same bird. And once again, since the Gemara at this point holds that Ravo agrees that there are only 24 non-kosher birds, so therefore the Gemara states, Umidura'ah Hainu Ayah, and since you just proved that the Da'ah, the Ra'ah, and the Ayah are all one bird, so Mechlal the Da'ah Lav Hainu Ayah, so it must be that the Da'ah is not the same as Da'ah, and this way Ravo would be able to maintain that there are 24 non-kosher birds. However, the Gemara continues and brings the same raya that Abaya brought, and it must be that Da'ah and Da'ah are the same bird. As the Gemara continues, Maishan Hassan d'chsiv l'mina Ayah, why would the Torah use the word l'mina on Da'ah and Pashashmini, or Maishan Hachad l'chsiv l'mina Ayah, el Da'ah, and why would it be in Pashas Re'eh, the Torah states, v'hara'ah v'asayah v'adayah l'mina, and it references the word l'mina in regard to the Da'ah, not in regard to Da'ah, and therefore it must be that the Da'ah and Da'ah are really the same bird as well, since Ravo already taught us that the Ayah and the Ra'ah are the same bird, and we just proved that the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah and the Ayah and the Da'ah are the same birds. Therefore the Gemara comes out, El Shema Mina, the Ra'ah, Da'ah v'Ayah Achasi, that if you Ravo, all four of these birds are actually the same bird, and therefore we can also prove that Ravo is Cholik and Rav, and Ravo holds that there are only 23 birds that are Tamei. The Mefarshim explained that this bird is the vulture, and the Gemara continues, Tanya, Isi ben Yudo Imer, that Meo Ifis Tmein Yesh Bemizrach, Vekulim Min Ayahin. The reason why the Torah mentions this Ayolamina is because it has many species. In the east, there are 100 birds that are Tamei, and all of them are part of the Ayah species. And the Gemara continues, Tani Avimi Breed Ravo, and Avimi Breed Ravo taught a Brisa, as Sheva Meis Mini Dogimheim, that there are 700 species of Dogim Tmeim, and similarly, Shmoyna Meis Mini Chagovim, there are 800 Mini Chagovim Da Tmeim, Uloifay Say Misbar. Since until this point, we were discussing the species that are Tamei, so it would seem the Brisa teaches us that there's an unlimited number of birds that are Tamei, and therefore the Gemara is, the Oifay Sesum Rabohavu, that Rav taught us that there are only 24 Oifay Tmeim, and according to Ravo, there are even less, and there are only 23 Oifay Tmeim. And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami, when the Brisa states, Loifay Say Misbar, is not talking about Oifay Tmeim, Ella Loifay Tahirim in Misbar, the number of species of kosher birds are without a count. There are so many different species of kosher birds. We explain the Brisa based on Shitas Rashi and Taisvis that the Brisa is talking about Dogim Chagovin Da Tmeim. However, Ayin the Bach, that brings down from the Medrash and Sey Psicha Deich Rabasi, that it's Isla Hedya, that we're referring to Dogim Tahirim and Chagovin Tahirim, Vefshid Rashi Pirish, Lefi Svaris Hamakshah, the Sakadaita Taifais, Hainu Tmeim, who had in Dogim, and according to the Bach, it would be Mashmah, even Rashi would agree that Lefid Maskonis HaGemara, the Brice is discussing Dogim Tahirim, as well as Chagovim Tahirim, as well as Eifes Tahirais, Ayin Shom. Before we continue with our Gemara, let us point out that we just mentioned that there are either 23 or 24 different birds that are Tamei, and there are many more species of birds that are Tar. We also know that whereas in Pashas Shmini, the Torah doesn't list any of the kosher animals, however in Pashas Re'eh, the Torah brings a list of 10 animals that are kosher and are Tar, and as the Pesukim state, beginning in Perek Yud Daled, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Michal Kolte Eva and Zeisa Bahima Shatechilu. Number one, Ashar. Number two, Sex of Him. And number three, Visa Izim. Pasuk He then continues and lists seven additional animals. Number four, Dayol. Number five, the Tzvi. Number six, the Achmar. Number seven, the Akoi. Number eight, the Dishain. Number nine, the Sa'oi. And number 10, the Zomer. Based on these points, our Gemara now continues. Tanya, we learn to Braisa. Rabbi Yoimeh Golov Yadul, if name Yisham of Hoyoilam, Shabahima Tmea Merubim Natarias, Lefikach Mona Kosa Batara, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that certainly there are more Behemoth Tmeas than Behemoth Tarias, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu listed the Behemoth Tatar, and it didn't list all the Behemoth Tatame. And similarly, Golov Yadul, if name Yisham of Hoyoilam, Shaif is Tahir Merubim Al Tmeam, Lefikach Mona Kosa Batmeam, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that there are only 24 or 23 minim of Oifis Tmeim, therefore he listed the Oifis Tmeim and he did not list the Oifis Tatar. And the Gemara continues and asks, Maka Mashblon, as Rashi states, Havade Pshita, as if there would be more Behemoth Tatar or more Oifis Tatame, then certainly the Torah would have mentioned these species. And the Gemara tells us that the Chiddush of Rebbe is Rav Hunam Rav, similar to the idea that Rav Huna taught us the name of Rav, Ramilon, some say, Am Rav Huna Am Rav Mishum Rameir, that La'ilum Yishna Adam Talmidei Derech Ksara, that a person should always teach his Talmidim Derech Ksara, and as Rashi Mesechus Pesachim Adav Gimel Beis explains, Lefisha Meskayem Meskirsa Shela Yosim and Arucha, and that's why the Torah only lists the Behemoth Tahiris and the Oifos Tmeis, as that is a much shorter list, and that will be easier for us to remember. And the Gemara continues, Am Rav Yitzchak Oif Tar Necho B'Mesayres, even if a person is not familiar with any of the 24 birds that are Tamei, but if he receives a Mesayres, then he could eat that bird. He can rely on a Mesayres. And Rashi brings three examples. Idim Zachu Ba'adam Kosher She'achloi, if he remembers that an Adam Kosher ate this bird, Oishim Masalei Rabbi, or his Rebbe told him that this is Kosher, Oitzayed Chacham Shutar, or an expert hunter told him that this bird is Tar, then in all those cases, he could eat this bird. Rabbi Yitzchak brings one of these examples, as Neman Atzayed Leimer Oiv Zetar Masalei Rabbi, that a hunter is believed to say that my Rebbe told me that this bird is kosher. We know there's a concept of Erechad Nam Bisurin, and therefore we'd be able to trust this hunter. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Echran, V'hu Shebaki Behen V'shmei Seyen, in regard to this halacha, must be that his Rebbe was known to be an expert in regard to these 24 types of birds, and he also knew any other birds that are called the same name as the birds that are Tamei. The Gemara continues, Boy Rab Zera, Rab Zera asked the question, Rabbi Yitzchak brought an example of Nemnat Sayyid Loimel, Oiv Zetar, Musli Rabbi. Rabbi Zeri asked, Rabbi Chacham or Rabbi Sayyid, was Rabbi Yitzchak referring to a Rebbe, an actual Chacham and a Tam Chacham? Was this referring to an apprentice that learned from an expert hunter, and it's referring to Rabbi Sayyid? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, that'll bring you a raya from a memory that we just mentioned, Dom Rabbi Echron, V'hu Shebaki B'hed V'shmei Seyen. And the Gemara points out, Iyam B'shlema Rabbi Sayyid Shaper, that if you would say that Rabbi refers to a hunter, so it makes sense why he'd be Bucky and all these birds, all of their species, Eliyam Rabbi Chacham, Bishmai Mishmayu Gomlu. But if you're going to say it's referring to a Tam Chacham, so it makes sense they may have learned all of these names. However, Eliyinu Miyadlu, that it wouldn't make sense that a Tam Chacham would know every single characteristic and every single bird that is not kosher. And therefore, the Gemara brings a Raya, Elav Shmamino, Rabbi Tzayed Shmamino. And therefore, it must be that this example is referring to apprentice had this Kabbalah from his Rabbi Tzayed, meaning from an expert hunter, and we will stop over here.